grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
With the One Crutch Bandit.
Yes.
Boy.
You're looking much more mobile these days, Chris Valley.
Oh, I thought you were the miracle of CBD, you know.
You reckon?
Maybe. But how, it needs testing.
How
it needs
are you
research.
Administering this CBD?
Oral drops is the only way that you can get it now. That's okay. All set to change, of course, April the 1st.
Yep.
We're going to have a new regime coming in. But, you can go down to your GP and get your CBD prescription now. For any use, there's no restriction on what it might be used for. And April the 1st, THC joins that lucky club.
Is there any way to, like, misprescribe it? You do the drop in your eye and it's supposed to go in your mouth, perhaps, or something like that.
That's the one, yeah, falling on your head, tripping over it.
Driving to get it.
That's why you go see your doctor, right?
Right.
And work all these things out. But CBD, if you look online, there's only maybe potentially some issues with liver metabolism of it, but that's in these huge, massive doses that some studies have used to cure kids of their epilepsy.
Mm.
And regularly, doses are about a tenth that. So
there's like hero doses.
Really, it's the same as grapefruit in terms of that, and doctors and patients are well used to managing medicines that interact with grapefruit, so you just it works the same way in terms of what it's doing.
What the heck is CBG, by the way?
CBG is the mother cannabinoid. That's the one the others come from. So in the cannabis plant, the way that it's synthesizing the cannabinoids is in the crystals on the bud, on the outside. It's not inside the plant. It's right there on the outside. The trichomes and the cannabinoids themselves are actually toxic to the cannabis plant, unfortunately, and it puts them on the outside. If you put it on the inside, you'll actually kill the cells. So that's a kind of interesting thing. They're kind of like an insecticide. They're also a way of taking away some of the UV rays that are hitting it and kind of using that energy. So that UV ray hits the CBG and it splits it into THC or CBD, one of the two.
Out of it.
Can sometimes make CBN, but it basically makes those ones.
And depending on the plant, how much it proportions.
The genetics of it and kind of what's happening, but also that it seems that the stage of growth that the UV hits it can have this huge effect as well.
Wow.
But leading up to that, the way that it's making it is the plant equivalent of the omega oils. And the plants are using those equivalents to make the cannabinoids, and then us in our bodies, omega oils, when we ingest them in our diet, are used to produce our endocannabinoids. So we're doing this similar kind of process, and that's why we have these receptors that are all kind of similar, and why it all kind of plugs in.
Mm. Me and John, both of us,
everyone. Yeah. If you didn't have them, you wouldn't be alive. Yeah.
No,
and so I went to a talk on Monday, actually, that AUT generously hosted, and our good friends at Rua Bioscience, who used to be known as Hikarangi, one of the licensed medical cannabis companies down from the East Cape, and they have brought over a guy called Ethan Russo, who is one of the world's experts on cannabinoids. Mm.
I've always enjoyed the last name Russo.
It's a goodie. He gave a very long, thorough presentation for prescribers and interested patients and so forth. But that was very good. I forget where I was going with that, but one of the things was, in fact, one of the things he brought up was the influence of the terpenes, and in fact those very things. So your cannabinoids can influence your memory, for example, your short-term memory, and some of the terpenes that are in there counteract that and actually enhance your memory. So by having these whole plant extracts and these ones that include the plant terpenes, which is your aromas and flavors and things, you can actually attenuate some of the potentially downside effects of cannabis. As an example, Marinol, which is a synthetic THC and made in a lab, has
how long
no
has that
other
been around for?
Oh, since the 70s. But it has no other ingredients, right? Just the synthetic THC, and Ethan Russo did a study where they compared it to a whole plant extract involving the CBD as well as THC, and that you could have a tolerance that was something like 10 times. I mean, the people were having adverse reactions to this pure synthetic THC at below the therapeutic dose, whereas with the when you had a plant extract with the terpenes, you could have a much wider, what they call a therapeutic window, that you kind of safety range that you can use it in.
Hmm.
So it was fascinating talking to this guy so Rua are taking around the country, including meeting some of our officials, I believe, and various researchers and that around the country. So yeah, bloody good.
I think they're Wellington tonight. Cannabis must be one of the most popular privately cultivated plants in the world now, surely.
Could be.
What are the stats
on
that?
Well, you know, some of the biggest markets where it's now legal. So, private cultivation tends to drop when you can just go out the road and buy it.
Good point.
Lettuce, probably number one.
Hey, how was Splore, by the way?
Splore was awesome. Okay. Yeah. And so I went out there on Saturday and gave a talk with Russell Brown and Rene Shingles, who was the campaign manager for the Drug Foundation that we had on a couple of weeks ago, and running their campaign for the referendum. And so we had a really good talk in what's called the Listening Lounge, very engaged people, and the gist of it was we were talking about, well, how are we actually going to get this through, and what is the sort of gist of the campaign. And and we talked a bit about some of the polling, because of course that's been in the news quite a bit. And some of the interesting stuff there is we had a kind of negative poll that got a lot of media and a lot of attention.
Oh, just recently?
Just last week. But in the same week, there was a poll that put the Yes campaign in the lead, and that didn't get much media at all. And the interesting thing about that poll, it not only showed the Yes campaign in the lead, but when you gave people a little bit of information, I'm talking about just some basics about the referendum, like there'll be an age limit, there'll be limits on what you can do, basically information about the controls that are built in. I think if people are consuming cannabis, they're perhaps interested in what freedoms they might get, but the people who don't consume it, which is the vast majority of people, they're more interested, and certainly amongst the voters we need to convert to our side, they're kind of more interested in what the controls might be in place, because they're a bit worried about alcohol and the experience there, and other kind of things like that. So that's fair enough. So when people just hear just even some very basic information, they shift. And in that poll, they did give them just a couple of basic lines about, you know, the information about the referendum. The yes vote went up 4%, no vote went down, and so that really points us to it. You don't need to be an absolute expert to advocate for the referendum. All you need to do is give people a little bit of information, just what we already know about the age limit and so forth. Just have a discussion. All you need to do is talk about it with people in your life, and it will shift people enough, potentially, that could be enough to win it.
Just out of curiosity, what's the stats on the other referendum?
The euthanasia one is more like 70% yes or something. That's definitely got to pass, I think.
Well, that's good. I feel like if one's succeeding, the other one's kind of succeeding alongside.
Yeah, I hope so.
Maybe it'll pull it up, you know. Like,
yeah, because this is really the big chance, right? Yeah. Well, one of the things that we also talked about at Splore was, you know, if this doesn't happen, we're waiting another generation potentially. This is it. And people have to kind of put aside any qualms they have if they're worried, it limits me to two. Well, it's better than none. You know, whatever your concern is about it, it's better than now. And we've just got to vote for it to make it better. And that's one of the key things. What we don't need is people nagging and moaning about it and whinging that, blah, blah, blah. But, and also I think people have seen a lot of the commercial activity around the medical cannabis scene and are thinking that's going to apply to the referendum. And so it's part of our job is to get that out across. And actually the referendum has quite different goals. And there won't be marketing and things, but also they have an objective to really help people get involved, to help people transition from the illicit economy. And the medical cannabis scene doesn't have that. Yeah. So when you have that in the referendum, it actually shifts the whole way that it's going to be licensed. Exactly. They're going to make it very accessible and so that people can just start up a small business and be involved. They're not going to be excluded or have to raise millions of dollars and that kind of thing.
For the referendum, how do we get people to enroll and vote and participate in this decision?
Mate, they can do it right now.
Do we need a mascot, like a big weed leaf with someone inside of it, and they sort of dance around with their arms
like
up?
Like this orange guy made out of toothpaste.
Can somebody please make a marijuana leaf mascot? Thank you.
Yes, please. They do that in Thailand. That's their official...
They make them?
No, probably. Well, we're trying to get some. We'd like to get some because the Thai government's official marijuana mascot is Dr. Ganja.
Maybe there's a Canadian mascot and we can just paint it green and just carry on.
Possibly.
Dr.
Ganja's awesome. It's like a big plushy weed leaf wearing glasses and the Prime Minister of Thailand. This is how things have
Please
changed
ask
here, right?
Chris where we can point people in the right direction for info.
Just let me finish the Prime Minister of Thailand story. He's actually chuffing away on a vape as he's launching their medical cannabis policy, right, where the government is giving out medical cannabis. So this is how things have changed over there. So we've got to get to it. So, yes, how we can get involved, vote.nz is your enroll to vote. Any post shop, I believe, if they still exist. But there's also an 0800, 365676. Bam! 0800 365676. Do it now. Or vote.nz. And call it. Do it now. So do that. And makeitlegal.nz is where you sign up to get into the campaign. And we're doing stalls around Auckland every weekend at different markets. And we want to do more. So we just need more local crews. So, you know, get involved.
They're dimming the lights, Chris. We've got to go.
All right.
Thanks,
mate. Thank you for having me.
Do it, man. That was Marijuana Media.